Now you can do this either of two ways. You can take the 4, the 6.16, and stretch it on out from 4 furlongs, which you would multiply it times 6, stretch it out. Or you can take it and multiply it times 2 and add it to your 6 furlong call. Okay. Do it one or two ways. Your 4 furlong call, 45. Take your deacceleration factor. You're going to 7. That's 3 furlongs, 6 half furlongs. 6 point, whatever that was.
6.1.
6.1 times 6. Add that figure to your 4 furlong 45. Somebody do that. What do we got?
57.3.
No, it's not. It's got to be in the 80s. No, we're going to 7.
Well, we got multiply
80 what?
I'm really confused. You start with 7, why do you want to go back to it? Anybody can do that.
No, I said we're starting with 6 going to 7.
So you subtracted the 7 for a long time. 82.
I'm about to put it down, Rob. Take the 45 from the 70.
That's better.
Yeah.
Okay. I put it down wrong.
Take your 4 furlong call. Subtract it from
25. It should be
25. Okay.
25 by 4. I
see. 70 for 45 is 25, right?
25.
Okay, 25.
Now how many? Count the furlongs, half furlongs between 45 and from 4 to 7, to 6.
4. 625.
Yeah, divide 4, I mean your 4 into your 25.
What do I do with the
6.1? Hang on a minute. We jump back on something here. Now what we're doing here is we're doing the 6 furlong.
We started.
Now if you want to take this, you can stretch it out to 7. You can stretch it out 7.5, whatever. The procedure is the same. You just got to change your half furlongs. Start it.
Don't you have to make an adjustment for the extra added distance?
You can. I don't. If you're going into routes, you probably would, yeah. I'm talking about sprints right now.
I'm assuming from what I understand you're saying is that the deceleration will be exactly the same for each half furlong.
No.
I don't understand it that way.
It will be once you get past 4 furlongs. It's not going up to 4 furlongs.
I know, but after 4 furlongs.
Add a fifth.
You can add a fifth.
Half furlong.
If you want to. I don't.
It's about a fifth for each half furlong.
You know, what you're going to do is what the program will do for you.
Well, that first example of 5.5 to 7.
5.5 to 6.
6.
Yeah.
We got a 65, we got a 70, that's the 5.
Right.
Now, what do we do with 5?
What you can do is just add that 5 on to you and get your 6. Add it to your final time and your 5.5. And that'll give you your 6 furlong call. Or you can go through this long way of doing it and go back to the 4, subtract the 5.5 from the 4, divide it by 3. Whatever that is, multiply it times 4 and carry it on out.
What would this horse run a 6.5 furlong? 6.5.
116.
116 and probably 3 or 4. What would he run a 7? 122. Probably.
123. Probably
123. What would he run an 8? And two more. Take it to a 7.5 and right on to an 8 and keep adding. Now you've got a pace line for a 7-furlong stretching, a 6-furlong stretching into any round or anything based upon the second call and a final time.
Where this really comes in handy, and you can do it down and dirty real quick, you've got 6.5-furlong horses, 7-furlong horses in a 6-furlong race. You can do a number in seconds, and you can compare them at what they will run 6 furlongs off your pace lines without having to go in the machine. Now, this isn't easy. It took me 3 or 4 months to figure all this out because he kept adding stuff to it. But you just got to sit down and work with it on paper, and now all of a sudden it's just automatic. Okay.
You're using this 110 and the 45. Now, is that a figure that you use every time?
No, you use exactly what the horse ran.
You add the beaten lengths?
No, do not add beaten lengths. Don't do it. It's just, you look at your pace line. If it's if it's a 6-furlong race and it's a 45-4 and a 111, that's what you're going to use for that particular horse. You'll use a different line for every horse, unless they came out of a tandem. Any more questions? Okay. These Oklahoma Mafia guys, let me tell you something. I put some things on them you wouldn't believe. But one of the reasons that they learn it and do it, they never question. And this is why they're really, really terrific handicappers. Now, this is the concept that I use to get the pace line for Azari. I know that at about a 6.2, by using the concept of a 45 and a 110, a 46 and a 112 is about a 6.3 or a 6.4. Take a horse any distance, you can back them up any distance. You could even work past the half furlong and see which horse should break and get on top. Now, you don't have to do this because the program does it for you. There's instances that it doesn't work real good when, say, a mile, a one-turn mile, horse going into a 9-furlong. But it gives you something to work with, and you can add 2/5 here or 2/5 there and get it. Basically, it's pretty good. It's worked real good. Now, Azari wasn't a big deal. Azari wasn't a big deal. Didn't pay that much. It's just the concept that we wanted to teach in this particular instance. Now, you can work with this at any distance, a 45 at 105, and you would come up with this. Basically, it's the same number of a deceleration factor. And yes, the further the distance, the more fifths of a second that I would add. This is your true mathematics. But remember, we're doing this down and dirty to look at and to make sure a horse needs to be put into the computer. Would a 124, let's say a 125-2, 7-furlong horse from the same track going 7 furlongs today, should he be put in with a 110, 6-furlong horse? Hey, this is what it'll do for you people. Work with the pace of the race
And don't worry about beaten links. If you want to put them in on your own, then you can put them in. But this does it, and the beaten links remain the same as the original pace line. Now, this is a feature of the program, and as you could see on one of Tom's races, he did project it. When it is exceptionally good is when you've got a lot of mixture of sprint races. 5.5, 6, 6.5, 7, regardless of what today's distance is. In a lot of instances that you've got different pace lines of different distances, and you run through a mation, you'll get a tie. And you go back and automatic project, and it will break this tie. And then your instant preplay will show you in this particular instance what the screen to use. All right, any question on this?
Jim, I'd like to go back to the screen that you had up there on Thurimation, and then you got your rankings, and then you went through your first instant pre-play screen to confirm what you had on the Thurimation screen.
Okay, now, I'm going to use a different race for this. And as we go through this, if you have any questions on the program, stop me, okay? And let me explain any feature that you would like to see. How many already are using Thurimation? Okay, good. So if you have any questions, please stop me. All right, Spencer, let's load the Classic. I don't know what number it is.
Race 8.
Now, here again, Spencer, lights, please. Don't just load it without them seeing the loader race menu. Now, please remember how I said that you must save these races. I saved it as race 8. No space, race 8. And I can pick them up. This was put in here for me. I always forgot how I saved my races. Now, Spencer, they're not saved as race 1 through 9, so Spencer must use the load of manual. He's going to load it manual. Yes, for kinetic generator. I want to go... Now, any scratches... I don't like to scratch here from this screen. Let's go to the input-output screen. I call it input-output because as you put it in, it's there, and as you save it, it comes back. So we're going to add or review horses, yes. Now, this is another feature that was added for me. If I'm going to use the computer, I want to see what these horses ran. You know, right here I can start even getting rid of some horses if I want to. I can see the two top horses in this race based upon the times and the beaten lengths. I know what Feston has to have to win this race. Now, here you can add, let's just add a, no, we won't add one, but we could add a horse. Now, we're going to say,
I can do it and scratch it back off.
Let's do that. So I want to show them the scratch feature. Just put in Spencer.
No, I got A, B, C, D.
Okay, that's all right. Making 9, you can put him in the same as Summer Squall if you want to or whatever. It doesn't matter. We're inputting a horse. We're adding a horse. You can add up to, have 9 horses. Now this program will take 11. But then you can't scratch if you use 11. So you could use 10 and look at them and then scratch. Okay? Don't put in 11 and try to scratch and call me and say, my program won't scratch. No, it won't. Now, once we have put them in and have them, all right, now hit enter. We don't want another horse. At the bottom of the screen, it'll say, any scratches. Now, you can have four or five pace lines on one horse and scratch out and keep the one that you want. But down here, is it going to show, Spencer?
No, it can't get it.
Down here, it's going to say, scratch, and it'll list the horses. Scratch, Squall, Best, and so on all the way through. Now, when we get down to A, B, C, D, we're going to say yes.
It's not going to show that part of the screen, please.
That's all right. I'm telling them. It's going to say, scratch these, and when we get to A, B, C, D, E, we say yes and scratch that horse.
No, it just won't show that much. I've said it.
Can you scratch it?
Yeah.
Or get it out of there.
Now we're going to look at it.
There you go.
Oop, it didn't go.
Now hit enter.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to have to do it here. And
that's all right. They don't need to see it. Just scratch the horse out of there. They'll see it come out.
It's gone.
It's gone. Now, personally, I think that is a tremendous feature of the program. You've got horses up there right out of the racing farm. I have a problem if I'm doing the matchup, if I have horses on one page and horses on another page on the back. And I forget, I have to be switching back and forth and back and forth. Whereas this way, you can put them right in and look at them side by side. Okay, any question? All right, let's go. We're not going to automatic project. We're going to just take it on through. We got sustained presser, sustained. Total energy is from 166 to a 161. We're not going to worry about whether it's a 1 or 2 adjust right now. Let's just go right on through, Spencer. Let's go right on through. We're going to 1 adjust. Now, we're going to hit 9 for thermation. Run them. We got Twilight Agenda and Black Tie Affair. Now remember, people, this horse that was the pace line that we took Twilight Agenda from was like a 166 pace. And this really probably needed 2 adjustment. I very seldom or very rarely even want to use a 2 adjustment. On this particular, we'll look at it both ways. But let's go now, Spencer. We know who our 2 horses are. Okay? Hit 6. First screen says sustained. Who's the best sustained horse? Feston. Does this match?
No.
No. Uh-uh. It doesn't match. Okay? Now, looky there. This has even helped this horse. Look at your designated place horse. How is this race going to set up and run?
Other than
sustained.
It's not the order that they come up in, but it's how they best match the thoroughmation that determines the style of the race.
Thoroughmation predicted agenda and black tie. I want the screen that matches that. Order of finish. Sometimes it'll reverse itself. Okay, now did that answer your question?
It does, if I have one follow-through, which is simply this. One of the publications said the first screen did the variegate for you. And what you're saying here, sometimes the first screen doesn't do it?
All right. The first screen that comes up predicts the variegate. But this supersedes the variegate.
Okay?
Yes,
sir. That's right.
Now, you understand that? The first screen is saying, yes, this race could run sustained because of the total energy of Twilight Agenda. Now, personally, I knew better. I knew how this race was going to set up and run. Now, let's go back. I wanted to show you this raw, okay? I wanted to show you how this has basically solved the 1-2 adjustment if you learn to read the program. But now we're going to go through and 2 adjust and take a look at it. And just see what happens.
Designated place horse always on the early screen?
No. Designated place horse is the one that hits that middle line first, Bill. Number 2. I'll show you when the screen comes up. Now let's run them. Now look at there. The 2 adjusts, we lose black tie affair. Why? Because we're helping a slow horse. Now, what if we make that mistake and say, hey, this needed 2 adjusting? All right? We're saying this race then could possibly run sustained. Now we got Feston and Twilight Agenda. All right, now let's look at 6. Whoa. Now what's right? Our variegate is right. See what it did? Now this is our first screen based on a 2 adjust. Answer your question.
Did that tell us that it needed a 2 adjust?
That told us that it probably needed a 2 adjust, but in honestly, we didn't need to because we had the horses anyway. Follow me? You don't understand? You don't see it? Don't have to understand it, just see it. Who's your best? How's this race going to set up and run?
Other than
sustained. Let's look at the other than sustained. Okay. Now look at this. Look at here. Now, this is the screen that matched thoroughmation. Okay?
Why didn't that screen override the first screen then? That one matched the thoroughmation.
Why did I? Sometimes it does, but now, listen, I'm being careful on a 2 adjust.
Let's go back. Now, look here, Bill. This says unbridled is a designated place horse because he hit the line first in this particular instance. Now, people, look, if you really worked this program and you really got it, we didn't get the opportunity to bet it. But our three horses were Black Tie Affair, Twilight Agenda, and Unbridled. And that trifecta paid $7,000 at Louisiana Downs. All right, now let's go on through. Spencer, let's go right on through. On through. I want to go back to the energy generator. Stop. Look at Feston. What's his total energy?
No.
161. Okay? 161. You know, I'm really leery about adjusting a 161 horse and using a 2 adjust. I say that Summer Squall, Feston, Unbridled are three horses that don't need to be adjusted. Twilight Agenda has the greatest total energy. I'm going to show you another way to look at this program. Let's go all the way through.
Why would you scratch the horse?
I'm not going to scratch it. These were my contenders. All the way through. I just wasn't... All right. Now, look at here. Let's forget a Twilight Agenda. Look what the automatic did. Forget Twilight Agenda. What did the automatic adjust do? Did it bring these horses within 2? Now, what's this telling you? What's this saying? Saying we don't need to adjust this race. It has everyone equal except Twilight Agenda. We've already brought these horses up to Black Tie. Look how close they are. Black Tie is. He's under 2 to Twilight Agenda. This is the screen that I want to look at. But I know what it's going to do by looking at the total energy. I'm not going to help a slow horse. What does Feston have? How does Feston win?
Sustain.
Sustain. Now, Gary was up. A lot of people have talked about ESPs. And I'm going to add to another category. Late. What is the difference between sustained and late? Sustained is 2 parts early. Okay? What is late?
Third fraction.
What is Feston?
He's
a third fraction horse. How do third fraction horses win races? When everything in front backs up. Who's going to cause Black Tie Affair to back up? Ain't nobody going to cause him black up. He's going to call this pace. He's going to have this pace. All Tommy and I and Tony was waiting on was for in excess, for that trainer to make up his mind where he was going to run in excess. This could have kept Black Tie Fair from winning this race. So now I know I'm not going to two adjust. I knew it from the very beginning I wasn't going to two adjust. All right, let's go back through.
Jeff?
Yes.
Can I